6L. Listen to the following interview about dreams.
Dream on.
The online magazine, Mindful, asked people about the strangest dream they'd ever had. Here are three responses.
I met a talking lion.
Hundreds of alligators were trying to get into my house through doors, windows, even down the chimney.
A zombie ate my right hand. I'm a piano teacher.
Tick the items that are mentioned.
We all dream. People who say they don't simply can't remember their dreams. Since 1935, when researchers first discovered REM sleep, scientists have been trying to unlock the strange world of dreams. I've taken to the streets of Glasgow to do my own small survey about what and how people dream. Excuse me, do you have time for a couple of questions about dreaming?
Sure, fire away.
When did you last dream?
Last night, in fact. It was horrible, a real nightmare.
Never. I don't dream. I know what you're going to say, that we all dream, but really I don't ever.
I have one vivid dream at least once a week. I believe in dreams. I write them down as soon as I wake up. I sometimes like my dreams so much that when I wake up, I want to go back to them, and then I sort of think myself back into the dream.
Well, scientists say we dream every night, don't they? But that we just can't remember it. So, when did I last dream? Every night, of course, but I can't always remember it.
Sometimes, dreams are very strange, very vivid, aren't they? Why do you think some of your dreams feel so much more real than others?
Well, I suffer from migraines. I've noticed that after I've taken some tablets, I usually have terrifically vivid dreams. Weird, strange things, like last night. Oh, I've mentioned that already, right? Real nightmare it was. Dreamt that a shark attacked me in the swimming pool. Horrible.
Well, as I said, I don't dream. I play online games until quite late, and when I finally get to bed, I just crash. No dreaming.
I have very bizarre dreams whenever I've eaten some meat, particularly red meat, late in the evening. Like, if I have dinner after 9 o'clock at night, guaranteed nightmares. Also, I come from a very big family, and whenever we get together for something, like a wedding or a christening, say, that night I'll end up dreaming about family members. I'll be explaining some complicated geometrical calculation to my sister's baby, or my in-laws will be chasing me, and I'll chase them, things like that.
Reasons for exotic dreams? Good question. I'm not sure. It depends. Sometimes they come because of something that's happened to me during the day, or because of something I've read or seen, a film, the news, or maybe something my mother tells me when I call her in the evenings. For instance, if she tells me a story about a cobra in a house outside Mumbai, chances are that I'll dream of snakes that night.
What is the strangest dream you've ever had?
I once dreamt I was lost in a huge cloakroom. Hundreds of coats hanging everywhere, right? Then I noticed that they aren't coats after all. They're the skins of people hanging there, waiting for the owners to put them back on again. Ugh! Like shriveled up skin coats it was.
I once dreamt that I sat on the edge of an island with my feet in the water, like, when all of a sudden the whole island starts tipping into the water, like a plate, you know? And I'm sliding into the sea. Oh, it still gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. This whole island behind me.
I did my PhD research on alternative sources of fuel. In the middle of writing my thesis, I dreamt one night that I discovered a brand new source of fuel. Blood. I went around trying to convince people to fill up their cars with their own blood. It's free, I told them, and environmentally friendly. And then I cut off my finger and showed them how to dribble the new fuel into their tanks. Oh dear, that dream haunted me for a very long time.
What did you dream last night?
I dreamt I was flying over Glasgow and a crow spoke to me. No, not really. I just made that up. I can't remember, to be honest.
I can't remember exactly what it was, but I woke myself up laughing. This doesn't happen often, but I love it when it does.
I dreamt I became the next king of England. Then I woke up. It was a nightmare, all right.
So, there you have it. A selection of dreams from the good people of Glasgow. Next week, I'll be looking at what our dreams mean. That's what we'd all like to know, isn't it? I'll be talking to Dr. Josephine...